begin my days with a woman unkind. Smoke my stuff and drink all my wine. Made up my mind, make a new start. Going to California with an aching in my heart. Someone told me there's a girl out there with love in her eyes and flowers in her hair. Chances on a big jet plane. Never let them tell you that we all are the same. Oh, the sea was red and the sky was gray. Wondered how tomorrow could ever follow today. Mountains and the canyons start to tremble and shake. The children of the sun begin. Watch out. Says she plays guitar and cries and sings la 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 la. Ride a white mare in the footsteps of dawn, trying to find a woman who's never, never, never been born. Standing on the hill in the mountain of dreams, telling myself it's not as hard.
Thank you.
wanna stay drunk all the time. I said I got a little woman and she won't be true. On Sunday morning when we go down to church, see the men folks standing in line. Don't say they come to pray to the Lord, not when my little girl looks so fine. And in the evening when the sun is sinking low, everybody's with the one they love. Town keepers searching all around, looking for my street corner girl. I've got a warm, warm ball all day. I've got a warm, she won't be true, no, no. I've got a warm stick drum all the time. A midnight shift, she fall around all the time. I guess it's just one thing left for me to do. Gonna pack my bags and move on my way. Cause I got a worried mind, sharing what I thought was mine. Gonna leave her with a guitar's play.
91.5 WMFO Medford.
Yes, and that completes our four at four on this 17th day of July. I hope you all enjoyed it. I know we did here in the studio.
Absolutely.
And I want to do, if we went till 8 o'clock, I would have done an 8 at 8 of Zeppelin. It's very easy to do. Anyways, kids, welcome back to the show. And as I said, I hope you enjoyed that Led Zeppelin rock block, as we call it in the music, in the radio industry.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I did. How about you?
Yeah,
old school.
I'm old school, so rock block, yep, absolutely.
All right, cool.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, I want to do a little segment of This Day in Rock, because we always like to know what had happened this day in rock, however many years ago, but this day of July 17th. So, you know what? I'm gonna probably have some intro music for you next week, but for now, I'll just lay it to you. All right, so here's old school Laureen with the
old school Laureen
with the This Day in Rock and Roll History.
With old school rock history, July 17th. On this day, in 1967. The Jimi Hendrix Experience opened for the Monkees at the Forest
Hills. Monkees?
Yeah, the Monkees, yes.
The effing Monkees? You ever see that?
In New York, yes, at Tennis Stadium. But rumor has it that Jimi Hendrix got fired after just a couple of weeks, a couple of shows on the tour. Now, comment on that?
I smell monkey ass. I smell monkey ass, without a doubt. Yeah, the Monkees, you know, they were huge back in the day. People don't realize that. They just think they were a bunch of idiots, four idiots on that show that followed the Banana Splits. The Monkees. Hey, were the Monkees.
Right.
But they honestly were big. They were bigger than Hendrix. They were bigger than Ozzy. Ozzy got bumped by the Monkees once, if I remember properly, correctly. So, the Monkees were big back in their day.
I don't know. They had a problem with Jimmy. They had a problem with him.
Yeah, he was better than them.
He showed
that was
them up.
The main problem.
Let's see. Mm-hmm. Number two, in 1968, the Beatles' feature-length cartoon Yellow Submarine premiered at the London Pavilion.
Ah.
It's today in Beatles history.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Today in the Beatles.
Oop, what do you got there?
I just opened the window and need a little air. Sorry. Just wanted to check on the weather real quick. By the way, kids, it's 82 degrees here in Medford. I'll be back later on in this hour with the weak weather. The week coming up doesn't look too good either.
No?
So, well, you'll have to wait and stay tuned.
Oh, I got to wait too. Oh.
Yeah, everybody's got to wait.
And the last one in 1976, one of my favorite bands of all times, Heart came out with Magic Man.
Heart.
It was released.
Oh, he did the first 4 at 4. Mm-mm. They were the first introductee of the Poly B 4 for 4, the Giddy Up 4 for 4.
Oh, yeah.
4 at 4, I should say.
So that's why we had to mention that.
Yes, that is very cool. So what year was that?
And that was in 1976.
1976, so...
I was just a youngster then.
Yes,
Were you even born?
Yes, of course I was. I was, kidding me, I was out dating, and I was in bars.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Yeah. Wow, holy moly.
I wasn't messing around.
Oof.
All right, kids, so how fitting to end that. Oh, thank you very much for that, this day in history, music history. So, since Magic Man came out this day, how many years ago?
Oh, boy. I went to Medford High, so math wasn't exactly my
So, 76, that'd be 42 years ago? Wow.
Wow.
Have they been around that long, huh?
Oh, yeah. And they're still rocking.
That's great. Yep. I mean, that's great for them that they've been around this that long.
She's my idol.
All right. So, with that being said, we're going to play a little Magic Man for you. All right, kids, we'll play a little Heart this day in 1971.
With a smile, you
My bad. I was outside in the rain.
Johnny was a schoolboy when he heard his first Beatles song. Love Me Do, I think it was, and from there it didn't take him long. Got himself a guitar, used to play every night. Now he's in a rock and roll outfit and everything's alright. Don't you know? Johnny told his mama, hey mama, I'm going away. I'm gonna hit the big time, gonna be a big star someday, yeah. Mama came to the door with a teardrop in her eye. Johnny said, don't cry, mama, smile and wave goodbye. Don't you know? To number one. Suddenly everyone loved to hear him sing a song. Watching the world go by, surprising it goes so fast. Johnny looked around him and said, well, I made the big time at last. Don't you know? Don't you know?
This is your captain speaking. I'd like to thank everybody for flying with us this afternoon on Giddy Up Airlines. It's 4:33 in the afternoon, and the weather is rainy. Welcome back, kids. I'm in a very, very silly mood today.
Yeah, I am too.
It's got to be the weather.
Well, I mean, I've been up since 4 a.m., so...
it could be that.
I'm on a lot of it, yeah.
Yeah, well, I've been up since 4 p.m., so I've been doing the show for about 34 minutes now. I don't know who it was before. so welcome back, kids. 4:34 in the afternoon, and we get just a couple more. I'll come back with your weather in a little bit. I think maybe we might have, when you get a chance, maybe one silly story will do for you. But I know you kids are all hunkered down, just looking out the window at this crazy, crazy weather, which is expected to go till 7 tonight, at least, with the, from what I gathered, those severe thunderstorm warnings are good until, yeah, they expire at 7 tonight. So if yours expires before that, I'd trade it in. So, anyways, being in the silly mood that I'm in.
And disturbed.
Yeah, I'm always disturbed, though. It's
your disturbed mind.
I want to play one of my favorite songs of all time, and then we'll come back, and you can do your silly news.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so you guys are listening to the Giddy Up on 91.5 FM in this rainy day of July. But don't worry. We got the week's weather coming up, so we'll catch up with you on the flip side. It's a little Carl Douglas, good friend of mine from the 70s. He'll be doing our anniversary show. So we'll see you guys after this tune with some silly news after this silly song.
Everybody was kung fu fighting. Those kids were fast as lightning. In fact, it was a little bit frightening. But they fought with expert timing. There were funky China men from funky Chinatown. They were chopping them up. They were chopping them. We'll be right back.
Well, for those of you who changed the station, I apologize. And for those of you who didn't, yes, that was no, that wasn't a mistake. This is the Giddy Up. That was Carl Douglas with Kung Fu Fighting. Yes, being in that silly mood that I'm in, I thought you might like a little curveball.
Yeah, exactly.
Or a karate chop, however you... or a kung fu flip, as they say in the song. So, anyways, welcome back to the Giddy Up, kids. And what is going on here? Okay, so 4:39, I think we came across as kind of an odd little... would you say it was an ad or... I don't know, it's silly news regardless. So I can't explain it, so no further ado, we'll have Laureen explain what this is. And, on a rainy day like this, you might want to get your credit cards out, get right on the computer to order one of these fantastic gift ideas for the holidays coming up. So take it away, old school.
Oh, God. I can't even say this with a straight face.
All right, well,
here we go. Give it a try. Okay. All right, here we go, kids. You can now buy a chocolate mold of your lover's anus.
Yes.
I repeat, your lover's anus.
Wow.
It's true. It's true. Yeah.
Hey, now. I apologize. I had the bean salad for lunch. I'm sorry.
But the good news is this.
Oh, there's good news to it.
Yes.
Excellent.
You can buy a box of three edible anuses.
Wow.
In milk, dark and white chocolate for only $10.
Wow. Ooh. There's the three. One for each of them.
However, I'm not done yet. It gets better.
Neither am I.
All right. If you want a gift that's even more special, Mr. Irvin, this is the gentleman who came up with this whole idea, the inventor here, will make a bronze mold of your anus for just $1,900.
What? $1,900?
Yes. As a matter of fact, it even mentions that you may want to give your girlfriend this instead of a diamond.
Oh, hey.
You know, it comes in all nice wrapping and...
How about
the
just
presentations,
giving her a diamond in the shape? I mean,
anus.
A chocolate diamond. How's that? That wouldn't be as much.
I just don't even.
Yeah.
I can't even imagine. I mean, I'm looking at the picture, so I'm telling you, folks, it's.
So you go and there's a whole process of getting the mold.
That is as a gift for only $10. You can get. Yep. Oh yeah. Oh, there you go.
Yeah. $10.
Three different flavors. So.
Well, thank you for that informative news.
Oh, my God.
Well, that was some silly news, so I'm glad we got that. So, kids, get your credit cards out. Do you have a website for that?
Oh, no.
I think it's awkward.com.
Yes, it
with
is.
A K, awkward. And get online and, the holidays are right around the corner.
That's
and
right.
Who wouldn't appreciate a chocolate anus for Christmas? All right, kids. Actually, my mom called me this week and was wondering, do I like Billy Joel? Who doesn't like Billy Joel?
Right.
Well, he's playing at Fenway on August 10th. Yeah, and this guy will be here. Be here? Well, I will be there. So this goes out to August 10th. Little Billy Joel for
cool.
You.
Cool.
Your tie's too wide. Maybe I should buy some old tab collars. Welcome back to the age of jive. Where have you been hiding out lately, honey? You can't dress trashy till you spend a lot of money. Everybody's talking about the new sound. Funny, but it's still rock and roll to me. What's the matter with the car I'm driving? Can't you tell that? You're gonna cruise the miracle mile. Nowadays you can't be too sentimental. Your best bet's a true baby blue continental. Hot funk, cool punk, even
really be a Bull Brummel, baby, if you just give it half a chance. Don't waste your money on a new set of speakers. You get more mileage from a cheap pair of sneakers. Next phase, new wave, dance craze. Anyways, it's still rock and roll to me.
Still Billy Joel to me. All right, still Billy Joel to me. Yeah, I've been playing some really obscure music today. Well, it's not obscure, but it's
a little different.
Not in my boathouse. But what is in my boathouse is my boat now, because it's flying down the street with all this crazy weather. Look, seriously, just open the window. Look at, like, see? Look at
you
that.
There it goes.
Yeah.
Oh,
geez. All right, 4:45 in the afternoon. How about I give you this week's weather coming up, and then we can take it from there. Because it's almost that time. We hate that time.
Oh, no.
I know. So, kids, without any further ado, I will give you this week's weather. And I got a little theme music for myself here.
Mm.
All right, kids. It's 82 degrees, hot and humid. Storms fire early afternoon. Well,
what?
Storms fire early afternoon. They fired.
Okay.
I don't know why they said.
Hey, your weather.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, that.
All right. Mid to late afternoon in Eastern Mass, localized torrential rain and flash flood issues possible. West of Boston, yes, it already has been. And, like I said, get ready for it, because it's going to go on till about 7. I know it probably will rain past 7 tonight, but the warnings will be in effect till 7.
Hmm.
All right, Wednesday, July 18th, tomorrow. Morning clouds and humidity both fade away. Delightful afternoon. Hey now.
Hmm.
Under mostly sunny skies, highs to low to mid-80s inland, upper 70s to near 80 coast. So that sounds like a very pleasant day on I'm sorry. What am I doing today? I am just,
It's that mellow yellow you're over there drinking.
It must be the mellow yellow.
Hello.
All right. Thursday, outstanding summer day with sunny skies, low humidity, and seasonable temps. Highs from 77 to 82.
Ooh, perfect.
Right on, yeah. Friday, sunny and warm, but no humidity, highs in the mid-80s. And Saturday, my pick of the weekend, partly to mostly sunny, highs in the low to mid-80s. I'm not even going to get into Sunday and Monday, because it's going to be like today.
Ooh.
From what it looks like. So there's your week's weather. My pick being, well, I mean, you can go with, you know, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Right.
Beautiful days coming up. All right, so let me get rid of the weather girls. And we'll let this weather guy take it away. All right, so 4:48 in the afternoon. We'll be right back with our goodbyes, unfortunately.
Sad face.
I know, very sad face. So you're listening to the Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO. Little doobies, kids.
Ooh.
Maybe cheer you up.
Here we go.
We'll be right back, kids.
Thank you.
right, kids. Little doobies. Let's take you out there. Well, long train running. It's not without love, which a lot of people think that is the name of the tune. Anyways, 4:52 in the afternoon. Time for our goodbyes, but we will take you out, of course, as we always do, with some rock and roll music. Laureen, who would you like to say goodbye to? And
well, I want to thank Annette for listening in today. She missed the shout-outs, but she definitely was listening to the show and enjoyed it very much. So we have a new listener.
All right. Great. Yeah. And that's it?
That's it.
All right. And we are going to take a 166-hour break, as I always say.
Mm-hmm.
And I also say, always be a rock and never roll.
Mm.
What's that, honey?
No, I'm just... Go ahead. Just giving you the...
Oh, okay. And stay Boston strong, kids. And we want to thank everybody, as we always do. And if it wasn't for you guys, you know, we wouldn't be here. So thank you all for listening in. And we will, I guess we'll see you next week.
Absolutely.
All right. Bye, kids.
Bye, kids.
You are now listening to great songs about nothing good.
Doctor? 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 Doctor?